Friends, delegates, and fellow Americans, I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
That, of course, is Donald Trump addressing the Republican National Convention at the convention's conclusion last night. It was an unusual convention week, at least compared to those of recent decades, with some clear party discord throughout the week in Cleveland. To assess what was accomplished, we turn again to our political team, Republican analyst Todd Dombke and Democratic analyst Dan Payne. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Bob.
And good morning to Dan Payne.
Morning, Bob.
So after a week of turmoil on every night of the convention up to last night, in his speech last night, did Donald Trump do what he needed to do to stabilize the campaign and convince skeptical voters that he's ready to be president, Todd?
Well, the speech appealed to Trump's base voters. It was populist and nationalist. The theme was America first. The message: be afraid. Be very afraid. And I noticed on Twitter that it was praised as a great speech by David Duke, the white supremacist. Trump emphasized he was the law and order candidate and claimed he alone could fix what he called a rigged economic and political system. It was not conservatism. It was authoritarianism, because he wanted great power so he could fix every problem. But to undecided voters, independents, and moderates, the rhetoric was scary, dark, divisive. 1.5 hours of shouting. But to his supporters, it was red meat. His campaign is betting that the 2/3 of voters who think the country is going in the wrong direction will see him as the confident change candidate.
Dan Payne.
He gave a speech that, to quote Hunter Thompson, was full of fear and loathing. He made America seem like a banana republic, full of crime and poverty and anger and hopelessness. It was the antithesis of what the Republican hero Ronald Reagan would give. It had no hope, no uplifting sentiment. It was cocky, not confident. It was brash and full of empty promises. He promised to solve virtually every domestic and foreign problem soon and fast.
All right. We know that the convention delegates last night seemed to be excited by the speech from the interviews afterwards. But we also know that a lot of key Republicans from around the country, including our own Governor Charlie Baker, skipped the convention. So did Donald Trump this week come even close to unifying this Republican Party?
Well, not unless you believe Ted Cruz unified the party by refusing to endorse Trump, and not if you believe that Trump's campaign manager, Paul Manafort, unified the party by insulting the governor of Ohio, one of the most important states in the general election. And it's not unified when Trump delivered a speech which demonized Mexicans and Muslims and treated black people exclusively as victims.
Well, the convention only brought attention to the divisions in the party. It made them worse. The rhetoric often sounded hateful and reinforced the never-Trump Republicans, who viewed Trump as a dangerous demagogue and his supporters as an authoritarian cult. The party wasn't unified by the convention. It's more fractured now than ever.
Pluses or minuses, was there a major mistake that the party made this week with the convention that it's going to pay? I'm not talking about the stuff that just made a headline, but something that the party might pay for deeply come November.
Well, I would say booing Ted Cruz off the stage highlighted that the party is divided and helped keep it divided. So booing him for saying, vote your conscience, really will turn off a lot of even non-Republicans. Another mistake was the speech by Melania Trump, not just the plagiarism, a story that went on for 36 hours because the Trump campaign kept lying about it, but also, like all the family members, Melania didn't offer any anecdotes about Trump's character, his heart, just his business success. The convention was an opportunity to present Trump as a more likable, less arrogant person, but that did not happen.
Well, I think the single biggest mistake was Trump's manager insulting the governor of Ohio, John Kasich, whose state has the 5th largest number of electoral votes. That's high risk.
All right. A positive for the Republicans at the convention, Dan Payne?
Governor Mike Pence of Indiana came across as a decent person. His speech and his manner were Midwestern wholesome. He's very conservative and can be very boring, but the evangelicals and the far-right ideologues in the Republican Party like him. It's not clear, though, that he'll be able to deliver his home state of Indiana, but that's where he's probably going to spend a lot of his time.
I agree with Dan that Mike Pence came across as a nice guy. His speech was pretty bland and boring, and it came on too late because of the Ted Cruz drama. But he seemed like a nice guy, although he did remind me of Admiral Stockdale, Ross Perot's running mate, who introduced himself at a debate by asking, "Who am I? What am I doing here?"
At the core of the party at this moment is a palpable hate of Hillary Clinton. The chants about jail Clinton are still echoing across Cleveland, I think. But is that enough to beat Clinton? Can you win without widespread respect for Donald Trump? Is a win on a negative alone likely?
Well, undecided voters don't have to like Trump, but they shouldn't distrust and fear him. And they need to believe he can be presidential, somebody with the temperament and wisdom to be a reliable commander-in-chief. But the only positive view of him really came through in that video narrated by John Voight that preceded Ivanka Trump and Donald Trump. And that is not as convincing sometimes as the candidate himself seeming in an authentic way to be trustworthy.
Well, Trump's negatives are higher than Clinton's, so winning solely by trashing her is not going to get the job done. Trump tried to supply some content last night, but all it amounted to was a mountain of promises without any policies. And his claim of getting the best people wasn't borne out this week at the way the convention was run.
All right. Last question. I'm just looking for a number. Does Donald Trump get the traditional polling bounce out of this convention? If so, how much, Todd Domke?
I'd expect just a few points, a small bounce, because all that coverage usually gives a candidate a boost. But in this case, the convention was so bad, I wouldn't expect much.
Single digits under 5?
Yes.
Dan Payne.
Well, traditionally, a convention is worth a little over 6 points. He may get a few points knocked off his negatives, but his vote versus Hillary won't change much. He's still got very high unfavorables by groups like women, minority, college-educated people, and that's not going to change.
So single digits under 5?
Under 6.
Okay. Dan Payne, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bob.
Same to you, Todd Domke.
Good to be with you, Bob.